cuts its fiberglass roof in shreds. President Biden promised to help those in need.
We're going to do everything we can to let you help you pick back up the pieces and get back to where you were.
The president says he'll travel to Florida on Sunday to visit the hardest hit areas.
The death toll is at least 17 people. CBS News has confirmed that former President Donald Trump's campaign is requesting an unprecedented major upgrade in security as he travels the country. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian is following that.
After two assassination attempts and amid heightened intelligence about potential Iranian plots threatening to kill former President Trump, his campaign is asking for military aircraft to be added to the security detail. The unprecedented requests made to the White House and Secret Service also call for expanded flight restrictions over Trump's residences and rallies, and ballistic glass, which is already used at some of his events.
It's a tight race in Arizona between Trump and Vice President Harris, and CBS's Stephen Kaufman tells us changing demographics are having an effect.
Arizona's shifting politics is being influenced by the in-migration of Californians, disillusioned with the California dream. But there's more to it than simply Democrats and Republicans.
Whether they are the major contributor of moving the state towards more of a purple status is questionable.
Arizona State University public affairs professor Tom Riley.
People who are moving here are newly registered voters are overwhelmingly independent.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
We're learning more about the deadly elevator accident at an old gold mine in Colorado that killed one person and left tourists trapped deep underground for hours. Some were children, and CBS's Carter Evans has more on that for us.
What condition were they in?
It was very traumatic. I know that.
They saw some bad things.
They saw some bad things that I can't even talk about.
For more than 6 hours, 12 other visitors remained trapped 1,000 feet underground, and Sheriff Jason Mitesell made the decision not to tell them specifically what had happened.
We didn't want to create more of an emergency at the bottom to where we couldn't deal with it.
What if someone had a panic attack, a heart attack?
Panic attack, heart attack. We didn't want to give them that information.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
The LGBTQ community is facing increasingly dangerous conditions, as CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
At the advocacy organization GLAAD, Sarah Moore says over the past year, it has tracked some disturbing reports of crimes against the LGBTQ community.
Hundreds of cases of bomb threats, assaults, acts of vandalism, cases of arson.
Moore says there are things the community would like to hear from candidates as the election is less than a month away.
They want to see their stories being reflected on the main stage.
Moore says that is the case both at the presidential level and what pundits call the down ballots, people running for Senate or Congress or even more local races.
There has been a really shocking lack in LGBTQ representation in the questions that are being asked and in the responses that the candidates are giving.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
U.S. stocks ended the week rising to new records as financial companies rallied on better-than-expected profits. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some early sun, then afternoon clouds, and maybe a brief shower. A high near 60. Showers likely and in the upper 50s Sunday, breezy and cooler. And more showers around on Monday. It's 60 right now.
gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thing he's found. If she
brother. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
This
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a fool, had a about a thing she saw.
News and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Keep it up. Quit walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
me and you. Believe me, baby, I know it, baby, you know it too.
Throw my love away, but I still love her so.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Weary Florida residents who evacuated their homes as Hurricane Milton approached have been crowding highways to get back to see what Milton has left them, and that includes flooding. WKMG-TV's Matt Austin is in DeBary, northeast of Orlando, where sewer lines are overloaded.
We talked to the city manager out here who told us